From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now to the surprisingly close Senate race in Connecticut. Joe Lieberman is retiring, and his seat will go either to Democratic Congressman Chris Murphy or the former impresario of World Wrestling Entertainment, Linda McMahon, a Republican. 2 years ago, she spent $50 million trying to win the state's other Senate seat, but she lost badly. NPR's David Wellna tells us what the race is all about this time.
It might seem counterintuitive, but the male politician running against the lady making a second attempt at becoming Connecticut's first female senator wants this race to be all about women. Democrat Chris Murphy is airing this ad that hammers Republican Linda McMahon's stance on women's health.
As senator, McMahon would support a Republican proposal that would allow my employer to deny me coverage for contraception.
And she will deny coverage for mammograms.
Siding with the most extreme Republicans to deny women health care.
McMahon hits back with this ad.
Murphy calls me anti-women. But Chris, take a look. I am a woman, a pro-choice woman. My company offered excellent health benefits that included mammograms and access to birth control. It's absurd to claim I'd vote differently.
Still, in an interview, McMahon acknowledges she would have voted for a GOP amendment that failed this year in the Senate. It would have blocked the Obama administration's order that health plans in institutions run by religious organizations provide free contraceptives to women.
And I really felt that institutions that were, you know, religious-oriented should be able, you know, not to have to provide contraception.
The back and forth over women is head-spinning for Joanne DeAngelo, a registered Democrat in New Haven.
I'm very confused, and it's hard to figure out who's telling the truth. And if that doesn't come up, it's going to be a big conflict for me because I really don't know who to vote for.
Right now, DeAngelo is inclined to vote for Linda McMahon after voting against her 2 years ago when McMahon lost by 12 percentage points to Democrat Richard Blumenthal. Yale University political scientist Eleanor Powell says McMahon, using her vast personal fortune and fame, really never stopped running, although this time she's been aggressively courting women.
She's managed to portray that she's done a lot for Connecticut women, and whereas Murphy's been, you know, in the House of Representatives, taking votes, you know, with the Democrats, which are sort of more traditionally allied with many women's issues. And it's impressive how she's managed to convey this pro-women's agenda.
Meanwhile, another McMahon TV ad reminds voters that before going to Congress, Chris Murphy missed rent and mortgage payments and got what the ad portrays as a questionable home equity loan.
How? The bank that gave Murphy the loan was also giving him campaign contributions because Murphy sat on the banking committee. Murphy voted for the bank bailout, and Murphy's favorite bank got a $400 million bailout. Connect the dots.
Murphy rejected those claims at a news conference earlier this week.
I've made mistakes with my personal finances, but I've paid back what I owe. And independent analysts who've examined Linda's lies have declared them to be false and out of line.
Later in an interview, Murphy says McMahon simply wants to skirt the real issues by raising fake ones.
Linda McMahon's campaign strategy is to keep this campaign on lies about me and my family's finances.
For Democrat Jane Dennett of New Haven, Murphy's still a better choice.
Was Chris Murphy wrong to not pay his bills on time?
Yes.
Has she experienced not being able to pay your bills on time? Yes.
I don't think it makes him less of a person or less capable of doing the job.
Still, congressional expert Arthur Paulson of Southern Connecticut State University says, as a Democrat, Murphy should be doing better.
If you forced me to choose, I would say right now I think Murphy's going to win. But that's what I would have said all along, and I'm surprised we're even in a contest here.
In a state that hasn't sent a Republican to the Senate in more than three decades, two recent polls have Murphy ahead of McMahon by just a few points. David Wellna, NPR News, New Haven, Connecticut.